And it's always great when we have the top dog in the house, Hanford Dixon. And Hanford, the Browns getting ready to play such a crucial game because this is an opportunity. I mean, this is a chance to get some traction, and this is a chance to, I think, make a statement for the Browns, even though they've only won two games. But to get a third win in four games would be amazing.
Well, it really will, Vic. And it's kind of exciting, isn't it? I mean, when you think about it and you get the feel not only around here, but the buzz around town, listening to some of the players and some of the things that's coming out of the locker room is just phenomenal. And I think it's great because, the little, I don't know whether you want to call it trash talking, but I think it's a good thing. I'd say it's just being confident and the ability and what you could do. But I think you're thinking the same lines or on the same wavelength that I am. This is a big, big game for us. I mean, a big, big game for this football team. This football team, as you just said, can make a statement right here. With this win, because when you look at it, Baltimore, even though they just lost a game against, I say just lost two, it'll be 2 weeks, against Houston, Baltimore still is a good football team. It's the football team that has won five games already this year,
right.
A football team that's sitting pretty much atop of the AFC North, and this is a team that I feel right now that we're catching them at a right time, and meaning them where they are as far as their football team and our football team, how we're starting to play, and I like our chances.
You know, you used the right word. It's confidence. But I don't think it's bravado. I don't think it's misplaced in the sense of talking about this as an opportunity. Yeah, these are the Ravens, and the Ravens have owned the Browns for the longest time. The Browns still trying to find how to do things the right way, how to win games. And when they faced this team in Baltimore, it was a classic example back in September. It was a classic example, Hanford, of this team not knowing how to win, not knowing how to finish. I think they've made strides there. I don't know if that lesson's been learned. It's got to play out on the field to be convinced. But I see a different Browns team from attitude, mental standpoint today than I saw back in September.
Well, Vic, no question about it. And all starts with our quarterback. I mean, when you hear Brandon come out and say immediately, I'm talking about right away, he went back and he started looking at the game film of the game last time when we played the Baltimore Ravens this year. And you know what he said? He said, let me tell you something. We are a different football team now than we were then when we played them. That's a great thing. And then you hear guys on the defense coming out and making statements. You know the way I played the game, Vic. Yeah. I mean, yeah. I didn't pull any punt. I didn't spare nothing. I mean, I said what was on my mind. I don't care who we were playing because I always felt that we could beat anybody that we played. And I think this football team is starting to feel that way. And no disrespect to anybody, the opponent or in this case the Baltimore Ravens, is just that you have confidence in what you're doing and what your teammates is doing on the field. And I think this football team is going to win this game against the Ravens.
Wow.
Don't tell Ozzie I said that, though.
I was going to say, you're going to hit, and I know you and Ozzie will be talking a whole lot this weekend when he comes to
he
town.
He knows how I feel.
All right, so you'll tell him that to his
I'll
face.
I'll tell him that to his face.
And I'm sure he feels great about his team. But here's the thing. You're right about that, and I think it does start with the quarterback having to set the tempo. It's such a great point. He has to be that kind of leader. But I also think there's leadership coming from Trent Richardson, too, in the sense that he demonstrated last week he was still not healthy from that rib injury. He's still not healthy from it to this day. But the way he performed against the Chargers and rallied back from struggling in that game against the Colts, where he was tentative going into the hole. I mean, you could tell he was hurting, and I'm sure he made strides physically from that Colts game. But to run as hard as he did against the Chargers and to run with that level of determination, I think he wants others to know too on his team, this is what I'm all about, and this is the standard. We all have to be up to this standard.
Well, I like what I'm seeing from Trent because he's learning really fast. I mean, he's he's learning that in the pros, you have to have thick skin. And what I mean by that is he was catching a lot of criticism from the game world, when he was playing hurt. Yeah. And he had his flap jacket on, and what, I don't know, what did he gain? Probably 8, whatever he gained, yeah. But it wasn't a significant amount of yardage. And for him, to ignore this and come back the following week and have the game that he had, yeah. I think he had over 123 yards, just a phenomenal game. And the run that he had when he broke some tackles and went in for the touchdown just shows typical Trent Richardson, the guy that we thought we were going to have when we drafted him. And he is being more vocal right now. I'm starting to hear him just take this leadership role, also along with our quarterback, talking about Brandon and these, between these two guys. And obviously we know we have guys like Joe Thomas and leaders like that is on this football team on the sure. offensive side of the ball. But it's also good to have guys like Trent, guys that are used to winning, to change the attitude of some of the other players. Because Vic, let's face it, again, when we look at this football team, this is a young football team that we have. We have guys that's trying to learn how to win football games, and guys that are starting and hopefully starting to expect to win games. And I keep saying it, and you know what I'm getting ready to say. I say it's expect to win, because if you expect to win, usually you find a way to win.
Hanford Dixon joining us, as always, here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. And Hanford, we talk about the defensive effort, because that was what that game last week was defined by. It's going to be a great challenge to follow that up against a Ravens team that doesn't produce the points on the road that they do at home. They're clearly not a good road team from that standpoint, but they still have Ray Rice.
Oh, no.
And Ray Rice can take over a game. He did. Now, the Browns did a nice job, a great job against them in Baltimore last week. But that worries me, only from the standpoint is I think they're going to try. When you're on the road and you've been struggling and you're coming off the game they just came off of, you probably want to hit that reset button. And the best way to reset your team is what? Pound it and get some confidence on the ground and then let things grow from there.
Well, you're right. And I'm a little bit worried too, because let's face it, Ray Rice is Ray Rice. I mean, he is just a phenomenal running back, and he's proven it to us. I mean, we know the type of numbers that he's capable of, the numbers that he could put up, and he can go have a 250-yard rushing game right away. So it's going to be very important for our guys defensively to gain tackle. Everybody runs to the football. Everybody pursue, wrap him up, and just really get around him and try to limit what he's capable of doing. But, Vic, I think defensively, when you as far as the defensive side, the thinking is now, and I'm pretty sure this is the way those guys are thinking, they look at the offense and they say, hey, we have an offensive football team that's going to score some points, a team that can score some points, so we have to do our part. And I think that's where the defense is starting to rise to the occasion.
Sure.
You got guys like Joe Hayton and company, and we got Big Phil. We got Big Phil coming
back.
And Big Phil, you know, is the one that made this statement. And he's big enough, Big. Well, I'm not messing with him. I'm on his side.
No.
But to be on the serious note, these guys are starting to come together. They're starting to play. The defensive line are starting to get healthy. And that rotation is going to be great. So I like what I see both on the offensive and defensive line.
How proud and pleased were you of that secondary to see the way it performed? I mean, the conditions weren't good for throwing. That affected Phillip Rivers on, and as it affected Brandon Whedon. But to really essentially take Antonio Gates out of the game or minimize whatever impact he had, and it wasn't one man. It was a combined effort. You had Buster Skrin taking a lot of that inside coverage. You had T.J. Ward involved in that from the safety position. And the way the corners in general performed, they kept the Chargers' weapons, who we saw, by the way, the Chargers have a big game against Kansas City last night. We didn't see that team in Cleveland, and I know the weather had something to do with it, but I also think the Browns' defense, and particularly the coverages in that secondary, and I saw a confused Rivers, and I think the key will be to see a confused Joe Flacco with Dick Geron using kind of those combinations that fool and deceive right, and change things at that last second before the snap.
Well, you're right, because a lot of people don't see that, and a lot of people don't notice that, and what those guys are doing, and they're starting to disguise, and what they did, it was just perfectly, just like you said last week, they made Rivers think that he was seeing something that was not actually there. And I'm glad you mentioned Buster, because here's a guy that doesn't get a lot of credit, a guy who I think just had a great, just like you mentioned, had a great game last week, and look, he was rewarded this week. He's one of the
captains
this week, and I think it's that's an honor that he deserves. So and Vic, let's talk about our owner too. Did you see the speech that he gave after the game?
I was in there.
Ready. Yeah, I mean, it's just you know, it just fired me up again. Yeah. And that's why, you know, everybody's got to come out. We need everybody for this game, because the Ravens are going to come in here. They're coming off of a loss, having a bye week, and they need a win. But we can beat this football team, and we need everybody, not only the players on the field, but we also need the fans in the stand.
That was Jimmy Haslam's message on this show earlier in the week. You know, get out, pack the place, because he couldn't emphasize enough how big this game is. You know it. I know it. Everyone, I think, recognizes that.
And there you go. If the boss saying it, you know, what can I say?
Exactly. No, that sets the agenda. Great, as always, Hanford, and we look forward to talking with you next week, my friend.
You got it, partner. Take care.
He is Hanford Top Dog Dixon, joining us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up on ESPN 850 WKNR.